This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
You say you got a million problems and you don't know quite how to solve them. Just call on Jake and Amir. They'll tell you which way to go. It's advice for the world to hear on the If I Were You show.
How's that for short and sweet?
Very soothing.
Very
I like
short,
that.
Very sweet. That was Stephen McDonald from Massachusetts. Massachusetts.
No, you were right the first time. Massachusetts.
Yes.
You say Massachusetts?
Sorry. I see it now. Massachusetts. People can check out my original mucus.
Oh, no, you forgot how to read. But you're pretty, not totally.
Pretty much anywhere by chursing.
No, you're saying the right word, and then you're correcting yourself and saying
for
it's super wrong.
My old band, the OK Win. Oh, sorry. The Koei.
No, this is a bad time to do the bit. Say the real name of the band, you ass.
The OK Win is the name of the band. And, or you can go to my website, steven.news. That's pretty cool.
Whoa. Nice.
A dot news extension.
Dot news.
That's what you should get. Would you rather have jakehurwitz.com back or jake.news?
jakehurwitz.com back.
Of course. Jake.news seems like you put a typo in a sentence or something. But I kind of like dot news.
I do too. I don't hate it.
Dot news domain search. Let's see if we can find a good dot news.
Fake dot news?
Whoa, that's definitely taken. Right?
Be crazy if it wasn't.
Wait a minute. Oh, it says it's available, but it costs $10,000.
That's a fine deal.
Yeah, that's not bad. What's another? Let's see Amir.news if that's available. Amir.news for all the news on. Oh, yeah, it's taken.
Of course.
Of course. Basketball.news.
This is great radio.
It's taken.
What are we doing?
We're searching for dot news.
I've lost you. No, I'm not. You are. You're supposed to be hosting a podcast.
Jews.news is taken. Yeah. That's where a lot of them are
so
taken.
At least say things that are available.
And don't
if you're
going to
go on this strange tangent.
Don't say it so excitedly. Whoa. Photography.news
is taken.
Is taken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why awesome. Are you saying it so happily?
I'm just saying it was
photography.news isn't even that good of a website.
Of course. Of course it's not. Anyway, this is If I Were You show, the only podcast on
where
the web.
We look for dot news web extensions.
That's exclusively dedicated to dot news. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
And we it's actually an advice show. We comb the internet looking for people who are in need of our help. Most of the times they just email us, so it's not that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. If I Were You show at gmail.com. Today is a special. It's a Twitter lightning round episode.
Ooh, yeah.
Which means I tweet, anybody got a quick question for us, and people have to hit us with their best thoughts.
Hit us with your best thoughts.
Fire away. This is good. I wanted to get through these questions before you went to New Orleans this weekend and maybe died.
Yeah, that's always a possibility when I go on vacay.
A bachelor party to New Orleans with
Mike Carnell.
Are the Rosenberg twins going?
They are.
Both?
Yes.
OMG. That seems like a dangerous recipe for disaster.
Yeah. I mean, Mike and the Rosenbergs, and we're not even talking about friggin' Hank.
Oh, Hank the Tank.
Hank's going, dude.
You know he'll be there.
You know it.
Are you probably going to do, like, Take It Easy, like a food and wine tour of New Orleans? Where,
I might do a wine bar and an espresso yeah, Thursday night.
Yeah,
if
you want to, like, call it a night early just so that you can hit up the museums on Friday morning.
Because on Friday, I
World War II Museum and then French Quarter architecture tour.
Right. And you have to do that before it gets too late. Otherwise, you run into a lot of riffraff.
Yeah,
because
as the sun sets in New Orleans, you don't want to be out and about on the streets.
I try to get in before the evening, yes. and then that's my time to unwind. And I haven't read any of my periodicals because I'd been touring the city. So in the evening, I'll just read magazines and newspapers.
And you have just a hotel room or a motel room where you're sort of separated. So at night, you can sort of individually wind out. You don't have to, like, spend your time unwinding with other people.
I'd really hate to have an unhealthy time in NOLA.
And then are you coming back on Saturday, or are you going to go through the weekend there?
I know I'm going to stick it out through the weekend. I'm just going to kind of take it easy because on Saturday I'm going to do a drug-infested rave. I'm going to shove Molly and cocaine up my ass and around the corner.
I'm going to stick a baton rouge up my rouge.
No, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
I can't wait to hear the stories that come out of there.
You'll see me on Sunday. If I survive, we have a show in Nashville on Sunday.
Oh, shit, that's right. This episode comes out the day after that, so no need to reference it.
Of course.
It was an amazing show. Oh, yeah, you're going to go from a bachelor party to a live show.
Yeah.
You're going to be a shell of a man.
It's really true. I got it. And Jesus Christ, I'm going to have to take it easy on Saturday, which doesn't sound like me.
Or anyone, really, in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Would you say bachelor parties are more fun than the weddings?
Definitely a different kind of fun. I think the weddings are fun in part because you're surrounded by friends and family.
Right.
And so it's a little bit more of a wholesome fun love fest.
Yeah.
I bet it's more fulfilling.
Yeah. Your hearts are more full. But you're not necessarily going ham.
Raucous debauchery of the bachelor party. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I have to go to both and we'll see.
Is anything planned for this bachelor party as far as you know?
I think we're going to a basketball game. And
that seems fine.
That's kind of all I know.
All right, let's get to these questions. Do you have any ones to start us off?
I did have a question that I actually liked.
Yeah.
Hold for it.
It's okay.
Hold for it.
I'll look up some more dot news while you look.
Hold for it. Keep on holding. Oh, all right. Yeah.
Shady dot news. It's freaking taken. It's absolutely taken.
This one comes from Patrick Keppel. Papa Kep.
What is he, Yiddish?
He asks, what is the best ring food? Donuts, onion rings, etc.
Oh, a food that's a circle with a hole in the middle.
Yeah.
So what are our options here? We got donuts, we got bagels, we got onion rings.
Funyuns is sort of onion rings. He took two of the three that I would have known in the question.
Is there any other option there?
Ring pops.
Is that a ring food? The food itself is not a ring. It's placed on a ring. Yeah.
You better believe that's a ring food. It's literally a ring. Everything else just represents a ring.
What about a single onion? You know how you can make them in ring form?
Yeah.
As a circle part of an onion.
That's true. I guess a bagel is probably the right answer, though.
Bagel's your favorite ring food?
I think so. Well, I mean, is it a bacon, egg, and cheese on a bagel?
No, it's a bacon, egg, and cheese on an onion. Can I get a bacon, egg, and cheese on an onion? And do you have diet Snapple? That's when I can eat the glass and it's calorie free.
And it doesn't come with a friggin' fact on the top. Because I know for a fact that I can't eat the glass.
I learned that the easy way. Somebody told me and I never tried it. I'll go donut. You'll go bagel?
Yeah.
That actually brings us to this next question. What is your favorite Jewish snack? You can almost say bagel again.
I don't even know. Oh, schnitzel?
Schnitzel's pretty Jewish.
Hummus?
Yeah, hummus is Jewish for sure. Matzo ball soup is my favorite food. That's not really a snack. It's a full meal. Mm-hmm. There's beestly, which is a snack from Israel. That could be a Jewish snack.
Oh, latkes.
Yeah. Oh, latkes are good, too.
That's my shit. Latkes my shit.
That came from L-Boy, Logan Farrell, 85. Mm. Do you have another one?
What's the best tie shirt color combo to wear to a wedding?
Tie shirt color combo.
Yeah.
I guess white shirt is the safest bet, and then you can futz with the suit color and the tie. That's do you go matchy-matchy, like blue and blue?
I guess there's one time I can remember that I wore a blue shirt with a gray, like a darker gray suit. But I'm a big fan of just a white shirt.
A nice crisp white.
Yeah. And then have fun with the tie and the suit color. If it's a summer wedding, you could go like bright blue suit. It's kind of fun.
And you can even go shirt, no tie if it's a hot wedding.
Mm, that's true.
Draymond Green once wore a short sleeve jacket and shorts in his suit. How's that for a summer wedding look?
Yeah, that sounds awful.
Okay, for sure. I have to make a return with regards to your wedding.
Oh, no, yeah, you have to wear the same shit as me.
I don't have to. You can just politely ask that.
You're not a groomsman anymore.
Because I'm actively sabotaging it?
Yes, exactly.
What the hell is that?
Exactly.
Actually, you can hear all about it on groomsmen.news.
Which is?
Available.
Of course that one's available.
Right.
Obviously.
Of course. What else you got?
How do you make friends in a new city? I recently moved after getting a new job, asks Teague Hipkiss.
Oh, that is a tough one. I don't know. I never moved to a completely new city without a job. Oh, wait, he has a job.
Yeah, he has a job. So you'll make friends at work. I also pick up a hobby. For instance, I made two friends when I didn't have that many friends in LA at the rock climbing gym. Shout out to Stacy and Katie.
Oh, that's good. But then you have to actually like shit. I don't have time to do that.
Right. Well, I guess if you're not a negative little troll boy.
I'm a nasty little boy.
You have a crabby attitude.
And an ass to boot. Crabby.news.
Yeah, you got a bad attitude, but a fat ass. And that's why you're my friend.
Honestly, if you didn't have
such a plump, juicy ass, I don't think we'd hang out. I don't think we would be friends.
Which is a way to make friends. Are there any dating apps for friends, like Tinder, but for friends?
I think there
are. I've heard of girls doing that, like matching with other girls.
Yeah, I think all those dating apps have like a looking for friends setting.
Yeah, but that just seems fake, doesn't it?
It does, but you know, a couple of years ago, it seemed fake to meet your girlfriend or boyfriend on Tinder.
So maybe it's more status quo now.
It's a very funny story to say you met your best friend on Tinder.
Well, that's what you could say if like you met your wife there. I met my best friend and my wife.
Right.
On Tinder.
I guess that's true.
Juliana Bibout says, does Micah need a date to the wedding?
Ooh. No, he doesn't.
Okay, let's see here.
Micah's spoken for.
Roel Pronk writes, what will happen when there are only seven of us at the Amsterdam show? That's actually a great segue into saying that we are doing our first show ever in Amsterdam.
Yeah, we're trying to sell out the Zaal.
Oh, the Zaal. We don't really know what Zaal means, but it's a section on the seating chart. But
it's
ideally,
Zaal good for sure.
Nice. We're going to Amsterdam, London, and Dublin on June 4th, 6th, and 10th. In some sort of order. I'm going to put all the information on ifireyoushow.com. As of now, Dublin tickets are available. Amsterdam tickets are available. We're working on getting London tickets available. So hopefully they're all available come Monday when this episode comes out.
Truth.
Monday, April 23rd when this episode comes out. We're recording this on a Wednesday. So don't think it's like super outdated. Do you have a good question?
This girl, Ellie Rose, says, is it weird to go on holiday with my boyfriend and his best friend to a Greek island, if that helps? P.S. Is it weird to move in with my boyfriend and his best friend?
Interesting. So let's put this in our terms. A lady, my lady or yours, asks us if she can go on vacation with me and you.
Or, yeah, I guess it's weirder that me and you want to go on a vacation.
Although sometimes like we'll do a trip, a work trip, and a significant other will attend. Like yeah. Streeter's wife came to Australia, and that was fun.
Yeah. I think the vacation's not weird at all. That'll just be a fun time.
But do you want to move in? You once lived with Streeter and his girlfriend.
Yeah. That was
that fine to have?
I mean, I guess at that point, I don't think I cared that much. I was younger. I don't think it's something I would do now.
Yeah, it seems like it would be the hardest on the person who had a best friend and a girlfriend, and he's just trying to juggle that 24/7.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think you want to move in with a boyfriend and his best friend. That seems weird. Yeah. But vacation, yeah.
Especially the Greek islands.
Unless you're moving in on the Greek islands.
That's even better.
In which case, yeah.
Do you got a good one?
If you could fly, but it took the same amount of energy as running, how often would you do it?
Probably.
I like that question because you always think about like, oh, I wish I could fly.
And it's just effortless.
But you imagine
soaring.
Just like, yeah, just like flying with your mind.
Floating, really.
But like walking takes effort, running takes effort.
Yeah.
So imagine if you could fly, but it was really hard.
Yeah. Just as hard as like, I guess it would be even harder than running because you're sustaining yourself.
You imagine flapping? I don't think I would imagine like flapping or moving. But
you
it's
imagine
just like,
soaring.
I think it's, yeah, but it's more, I guess like a concentration like flexing or something. That's what it would take.
Oh, I see. So you're just like, sort of like working out and flying at the same time.
Almost be like holding a plank.
So that's a hard, like you could do it for like a minute too if you're really in good shape.
Right. And it, well, if you do it all the time, you could hold a plank for like a couple minutes.
Yeah. And that's, I guess if you could fly, it would be so fun. Planks aren't fun. That's why people don't do it very
often. I love planking.
Really?
Yeah.
So why don't you plank for the rest of the show?
Fine.
And then I'll post the video to plank.news.
And it is
available.
Right. And why wouldn't it be? It doesn't make any sense.
Of course.
Plank.ninja is available.
Is it?
Probably.
There's a .ninja extension?
I think there is.
God, I yearn for a simpler time. Give me a .com and a .net. At worst, a .org, but that's it.
.gov, maybe, and hell, .news, why not?
So you don't yearn for a simpler time. Oh, here's a good one from Jeffrey James, he asks. I went in to get tested for for STIs. The doc took one look at me, burst out laughing, and she said, didn't need to draw any blood to know I was a virgin loser. How can I prove to my jerk urologist that I get girls? Says Jeffrey James.
How can he prove to his urologist that he gets girls?
Because she laughed at him.
I guess you have to go back. You have to like find a way to get an STD.
Yeah.
Whether or not it's from a woman or if it's just you rubbing your penis near a dumpster or something.
Yeah, because they're probably swimming with disease eye.
Yeah, so get yourself genital herpes, and then she, next time you go in, she laughs. She's like, I told you you didn't have an STD. Whip out your dick, and it's covered with warts.
Sores.
And you say, joke's on you.
And she's like, I have surveillance cam footage of you taking off your pants and underwear and sort of nudging around on this dirty bench.
Really?
Yes.
And then she says, by the way, we have to amputate your penis.
Well, at least you know I'm not a virgin loser.
Of course you are. And now you'll die that way.
Oh, no. All right,
guys. Here's another. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, you go.
A travel question.
Okay.
Ty says, I know you've traveled a lot together, but where is somewhere you'd like to go together that you haven't gone? Also, somewhere you'd like to travel with your significant others. Thanks, dudes, and keep on with the great podcast. Day one, off myself in a Starbucks.
Nice. So where haven't we been together that we could go together?
Oh, you know, I always regretted that I didn't get to go to Barcelona with you.
Yeah, that was a fun trip. Okay, we can go to Barcelona. And then where would you want to go with your lover?
No, it has to be somewhere that neither of us have ever been.
Yeah, because then it's like you're comparing it to your last relationship. And it's like, oh, did you and Jesse already eat here? So what the fuck am I doing here having Iberian ham with you?
Exactly.
Oh, I need to bring that up. Yeah, we had a lot of
Did you share tapas, you and Jesse?
That's correct.
You son of a bitch.
I knew
tapas is our thing. Curse you and your fat little ass. Yeah.
I'm trying to think in America, where haven't we been together as Ooh. As comedy partners for life? Chicago, we've been. Yeah. Miami, of course. Yeah. LA, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, yes.
Austin,
Nashville,
New Orleans,
yeah,
Vegas.
We're going. Vegas is a good one, also off the list. What are we left with? We got secondary cities. We got Denver gone, Honolulu,
Yeah. Been to Boston, been to New Haven, been been to Raleigh.
Oh, yeah, Atlanta's a good one. We've already been there. Houston, even.
We've been everywhere, man.
We've been everywhere. Yellowstone, we took that group trip.
That was really nice.
Yeah, Minneapolis, Chicago, Wisconsin.
Yosemite. I always wanted to go to Yosemite with you.
Oh, but you've been before, haven't you?
Yes, with your Jesse brother. Had Iberian ham at the top of Half Dome.
We called it Ham Dome, and oh, we laughed. And kissed with each other. Yes, with tongue, with each other.
We shared tapas of a Cliff Bar
with
in the valley.
As we dangled off the sheer edge on one of those tents that hangs from the rock.
That's right, a portaledge, brother.
God, where the fuck haven't we been together? Toronto and Calgary now, Winnipeg, Vancouver, all gone off the list. What about towns? We haven't skied together.
We've never been to Tahoe together.
Okay.
I like Tahoe a lot. Yep. You've been to Tahoe. Yeah. I've been to Tahoe.
Yeah.
Is there a city that... I've never been to Alaska, and I've never been to North Dakota. Those are the last two American states that I've never been to.
Okay.
So North Dakota, you and I have never been to Bismarck.
That's correct.
And I think we should do a show in Bismarck, of course.
Alaska, I went on a family like cruise there when I was like 15. So I've seen some Alaskan stuff.
So have you been to every state then?
I don't know, because I don't think I've been to like Arkansas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what if we go to Little Rock together?
I've been to Little Rock.
Fuck.
Wouldn't be new.
What about Alabama? We go to Alabama together. We watch SEC football game.
Haven't we been to Alabama together?
We like drove through and like saw Tuscaloosa for a little bit.
Yeah, that's right.
But I want to like spend a fucking month and a half with you in Montgomery.
Okay.
Just a historical fucking tour.
Just you and I?
Down and dirty. Me, you, Jesse, and a fucking leg of ham.
We're going ham. And where do you want to go with your SO?
Tokyo.
Nice.
Ass. I deserve to be in Japan. Turning Japanese. Yes, I am turning Japanese.
No, no. Next question.
There was one other question about traveling that it got me thinking about. Now I'm trying to find it. Why hasn't Jeffrey brought you to Cleveland? That's a city we've never been to together.
Oh, he invited us. That's true. There you go. Oh, actually, we have been to Cleveland together.
We have?
Yeah, we went for...
I thought we went to Cincinnati.
Oh, maybe it was Cincinnati for the Mountain Dew thing.
So there we go. Biggest city we've never been, Cleveland.
Cleveland. Oh, also Pittsburgh.
That's true, too.
I want to do the Rust Belt tour.
Forget everything I said about Alabama. That place sucks.
Pittsburgh and Cleveland would be fun back-to-back shows at like the end of the summer or something.
That's nice. The AFC North tour. Just some real blue-collar football happening.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
me,
yeah.
Me, you, and fucking... Trent Dilfer going ham on an Iberian ham.
Going ham on Jesse's leg. That's right. We are cannibalizing his ass.
All right, let's take a break. We'll thank some sponsors. We'll come back with some more quick hitting cues after this.
Thank you to Babbel for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Gracias.
Very Babbel. Good. I don't know if you know this, Jake, but I'm already bilingual.
Really?
Yep. I grew up in a Hebrew speaking household.
Ken.
Lamadti Ivrit Babayit. That means I learned Hebrew at home. The best way to learn a language is through immersion.
Yes.
But if your parents aren't actually from a different country and constantly speaking to you in that language, how do you immerse yourself?
You're not going
to
get immersed, folks.
The best way to do so is by using Babbel.
Babbel.
It's a science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Ooh.
You don't have to pay hundreds of dollars for tutoring, okay?
Yeah.
You can just spend 10-minute lessons that are handcrafted by 200 language experts that help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Incredible.
I need this because, you know, I already got the Hebrew. I want to go French. I want to go Spanish.
You should go full French. Let's go full French on your rap.
French. Let's French. Let's French. bonjour indeed.
Oui.
How about a special limited time offer for our listeners? Right now, you can get 55% off your Babbel subscription.
Whoa.
But you got to go to babbel.com/segments. That's 55% off babbel.com/segments, spelled BABBEL.com/segments.
Segments, and segments is spelled S-H-A-G-M-E-N-T-S.
N.
You
MS
are illiterate in English.
Yeah.
So I say throw English away. That's not going to happen for you.
I'll go full French.
Go to Italian.
I'll go Italian.
Go to German.
Yes, I will
and
go
I'll
to German.
And I'll meet you there.
Yes, guten Tag.
Thank you. Rules and restrictions may apply indeed. But again, you can get 55% off at Babbel, BABBEL.com/segments.
Love it.
Ciao.
Adios.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah. You put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their full name.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace.
And we're back.
Yeah.
You had a request that was kind of like unsolicited advice, which is unsolicited request.
Unsolicited begging for favor.
Our podcast is nearly 5 years old.
Yes.
And you think it's time to re-up our most sacrosanct tradition, an unmovable object so far, which is our podcast art.
Yeah.
People know us from this art. It pops and it's green and it's peach and you're over it.
I guess I am over it. It was made for us by your brother.
Yep.
Who did an amazing job.
Yep.
And I feel like the time has come for us to move on to the next phase of our podcast branding.
Yeah, it's a big deal because it's an iconic look that hasn't changed for 5 years. Unfortunately, I have a beard now. My glasses are different. You have seemingly red hair in this photo.
Yeah. Which is sort of like a cool artistic liberty that your brother took.
Yeah.
But also the what we've learned about podcast art is that the title is supposed to be a little bit more readable.
Yeah, bigger and more prominent.
Yeah.
So you think it's time to change it up. So what's your request here? What are we asking for?
I guess I personally like the idea of using photos of us. So that way if like a lot of the time our podcast art ends up on like a website or a poster,
mm-hmm.
and people who don't know our podcast would look at the art and be like, oh, I don't care about that show.
Yeah.
But if they saw our faces, maybe they would say, oh, I don't know that podcast, but those are the guys from those shitty YouTube videos that I used to like.
Bingo.
And
bingo,
I will
bongo.
Go to the show.
Okay. So what's the deal here? You want new podcast art. Do we have any dimensions? Do you have any high res photos to provide? Or is it just like,
of course I don't.
Find it yourself. And if it's good, we'll give you the high res image of it.
That could work
because it has to be a square.
You know this stuff, then.
Yeah, so it has to be a square. That's the big, huge first and foremost. Apple Podcast Store requires that it be a square minimum resolution of 1400 by 1400. So these are huge images that are shrunken down. Mm-hmm. So if you can follow those two things, do you want to give any more direction or dealer's choice?
I remember we used to get like thumbnails for the episodes, and we got such good images from that, such good art. I don't want to give anybody too much,
right?
You know, so just to surprise us, impress us. And if you need something, if you need like a photo that's higher resolution, just ask us, and we could probably provide it.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess at the very least, I'm interested in photos and cool text over total like illustration, unless the illustration like is very, very. Unless it looks a lot like us.
And again, it has to be viewable on such a small, small scaled down version that usually the text has to be a little more large and readable.
Right. Literally the size of your thumb.
So,
but we'll give you plenty of credit and promote your art and stuff.
There we go. So that's our unsolicited.
And fuck it, I'll give you cash.
What?
I'll give you $1,000 in cash.
Me?
You.
For helping me shout it out. So send any attempts at that. Let's give people a week or two and see what we got. If I were you, show@gmail.com. Calling all artists. We should also shout out Luke. Speaking of artists and photographers.
Oh, yeah.
Luke DiMamio, who photographed our Austin South by Southwest shows, did such a great job. We want to give him a shout out. You can see his photos of us, other HeadGum podcasters, and other awesome photos that he's taken on Instagram. His name is @LukeAD. Stands for Luke Anthony DiMamio. He's a director, videographer, and photographer in Dallas, if anyone's looking for any of those.
And he's also the man.
He was very friendly and made some awesome, awesome photography for us. And then shout out to his friend who assisted me that weekend, Sam, and his friend, Seamy, who's a big fan of the podcast.
Hell yeah, Seamy.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks, Seamy. Thanks, Luke. That's @LukeAD on Instagram for taking those photos. There's an awesome one of Twinnovation, the arm wrestling. That looks like we should almost commission an artist to turn it into a canvas, oil on canvas. It looks like a Renaissance battle scene. There's just so much
happening.
Maybe
Nick Rad could do it. He's an artist.
Maybe Nick Rad could do all of our art. No, we have to open it up. We have to let the fans do it. We've gotten this far off the hard work of our fans. And honestly, they owe us. They owe us more. Mm-hmm. We deserve so much more for that.
That's right.
So thanks to you guys for any submissions that are coming in. What else we got in the
I got a great sphere? Question from this guy, Coors Light, Corey Stevens, 91.
Uh-huh.
He said, I told my girlfriend that I like telephone seats today. She didn't write it off, but she definitely wasn't enthused. Does she not understand function as a form of fashion, stylish and practical? And then he sent me this photo of a telephone seat. The reason this can't stuck out to me is because I walked into like a Housing Works thrift shop last time I was in New York,
uh-huh.
and I saw one of these, and they are beautiful. I think they're great pieces for the entryway of your house because they've got, obviously nobody really has like a telephone to leave on the telephone seat right now.
Right.
But it's sort of like, it's half love seat and half, it's like a love seat except if the other half of the love seat was an end table, drawers, yeah. So...
I've never heard of a telephone seat, but now that I see it, it looks kind of cool. And then what did he say? He said he wanted one, and his girlfriend said no.
She didn't say no. He just said she wasn't like super impressed by it.
That's fine.
But I totally get. I actually showed the telephone seat to Jill, but Jill also loved it.
Oh,
so that's fine. I can imagine how you would feel
if they didn't.
Yeah. Anyway. These are great. Put it by the entryway of your house. That way you have somewhere to put your shoes on before you leave for work.
And also put your shoes on a chair?
I put my... No, you put them underneath there. You put them in a closet nearby. I put my shoes in the closet near the hall.
Uh-huh.
And then in the morning before I leave...
Oh, you can sit on the chair and put them on.
Right now we have a poof next to the entryway, and I sit down on the poof.
I'm a stand and slide. I want it to be bad for my back and bad for my shoes.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
And I'm hopping on one foot because it's a tight, tight fit. And I'm borderline twisting my ankle. And I'm borderline hurting my knees.
You came in today on crutches.
Of course.
With your feet on your shoes on your toes.
And a sock on my nose. That's the nursery rhyme I'm writing.
Mm-hmm.
Recent Sorry, Kian Nizad writes, I'm a recent 20-year-old girl. Sorry, I'm a recently 20-year-old girl from Australia, and my 14-year-old sister is going through prime puberty right now. There's no way nice to say it. She's a little shit. She's hypocritical, dismissive, and extremely selfish. I was a teenager too, but I was never this bad. What should I do? You were an older sibling. Did you ever experience terrible teen tendencies from your tween siblings?
No, I think, I mean, the triplets were saints when we were growing up. I was a piece of shit.
Oh, you were the terrible tween.
I was the I was sort of an asshole.
What's the nastiest thing you did to your siblings, older or younger? Did you torment?
I mean, I used to get like in physical fights with my older sister.
Physical?
Yeah. We would like punch. She threw a remote control in my face one time. We would get into like physical fights a little bit. And then maybe like one of the worst things I ever did was like when I was 16 or 17, my whole family was going to like my uncle's birthday party and I was staying home. And it was going to be overnight. They were going to Pennsylvania and I was going to have a huge party. And there was like the girl that I had a crush on at school, like never ever texted me before. Or no, it was on IM. She never ever IM'd me, but she like IM'd me and asked about the party and she was going to come. So I was so excited.
She signed onto your buddy list and then sent you an IM?
Yeah. The door opened.
Yeah. You saw her. Yeah, no away message.
A message from Nicole. Come on.
What was her AIM name?
I don't remember.
She was that hot.
EXO Missy Nicole OS or something.
I love that.
And then the next day when this party was supposed to go down, my sister got so sick that she had to – her fever was so high, we were talking about taking her to the hospital. But I was such a little shit that I was like – I was mad at my parents that they were going to stay home and take care of my sister rather than go to the my uncle's party. And I was
life
mad.
Wasn't fair to you.
I was mad at my sister. I was like, "Are you feeling better?" And then my mom was like, got mad, and they like found out I was going to have this party, and I like threw a chair against the wall.
Yeah, you found out I'm throwing a party? Well, now I'm throwing a chair.
Hey, you go to Philadelphia. Like, my sister is maybe has to go to the ER, and then their 16-year-old son is just throwing a fucking chair at the door.
Now we know where we get our inspiration from, and we write that person every day.
Yeah, truly. Just the person who's, my life revolves around me. Everyone's so against me, and even when something bad is happening to you, it's worse that it's happening to me than it's happening to you.
Because I can't do the thing that I'm not supposed to do if you're here to see that I can't do it.
Don't you get that? Did that ever happen to any of your siblings?
No, we were friendly and lame. We never really fought that much. We were also 4 years apart. But it's kind of fun to have like an older sister because at first she's the stronger one and slowly the younger brother becomes stronger and stronger. And then at a certain point, it's really fucked up that you're hitting her.
Yeah. Well, that fortunately, Hannah's still stronger than I am.
Yeah. So. I saw her. She sat on your back earlier today.
She put me in a figure four leg lock
she said,
and made
stop
me squeal
yourself.
Like a little piggy.
Britt Reed Dinger writes, how can I be a guest on your podcast without being funny or famous?
Let's call her.
I was going to say you could just be Dave Rosenberg.
Oh, that's fucked up. Savage.
Yes.
That is absolutely savage.
Epic. Absolute epic.
I'm looking for this question, and I can't find it, but it was about having you on the D&D podcast.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah. And that's one that we get at live shows, too.
Yeah. But you the reason I haven't done it yet,
it's James Tarantino 13. Would you ever be a guest on Not Another D&D podcast? You have a Dungeons and Dragons podcast.
Yeah,
a very popular one. It's only growing, rabid fan base. When we hit the road, people are clamoring for some hard one voices.
That's right, Hard One Surefoot, my human fighter raised by dwarfs in the dwarfinage. I think I will say that. I love playing D&D so much. And people have been tweeting at me and telling me that they didn't play D&D and they started listening and it inspired them to like want to play.
Wow.
So if anybody's thinking about it, mm-hmm. And like we have an active Reddit where people are like meeting up and starting campaigns together.
Wow. Who,
like, are looking for friends to play with.
That's beautiful.
It really is.
Meanwhile, our fans are just fucking screwing each other up. Really fucked up tweenagers who can't get enough nastiness and negativity in their lives.
That's right.
I mean, fuck these guys.
It stems from you, man. Huh. You just said fuck these guys.
Where do they get it from?
But I don't think you would be on... I couldn't imagine you coming on the show and taking it seriously.
Like, yeah, I have a hard time imagining that, too. Maybe if you just give me a small character where I can't fuck it up as much as I want to.
But you would still make fun of us. Like, we're just four adults in a room pretending that we're barbarians and elves and wizards.
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, and here comes the bagel smith. And I have to do a voice, too, and pretend and play make-believe with you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't start going in like doing a crazy voice. I don't know if I have that in me. My character's voice is just like deeper than mine.
Yeah.
So you could do something like you know, it's not like a far leap for you to come in and do a Jewish bard or something.
Can I be a Jewish frog?
Yeah, you could.
Like, oh, help me. I'm a frog.
Never mind. You're not going to be on the podcast.
Naturally.
But we do want you to start your own podcast.
Yeah, and that's what we're still thinking about. So if you have any suggestion as to what my version of a D&D podcast would
any
be.
Any ideas?
What's something that would be listenable that's sort of like our podcast, but something I can do with somebody else?
What do you want to hear Amir do?
Yeah,
that's the question.
And who do you want to hear me do it with? So do you have a dream guest for Not Another D&D podcast? If it's not me, who can it be? Who would really kick ass in that setting?
I think Thomas Middleditch, because he takes even our podcast like very earnest and wants to give advice. And he also loves D&D and role-playing games.
Yeah,
and
he also has like all that stuff. He has an encyclopedic knowledge of like fantasy worlds from like reading and like experiencing both like real medieval history and fantasy history.
Right. So I guess I would be like, that would be my dream guest, but I'd also be intimidated like if he came in and I just like start doing my hard-won surefoot voice.
Yeah, and he's like, what are you doing, man?
Like, he's like, no, this is how you do it. He just does an amazing French woman accent or something. I don't know. He's so inventive.
Everybody boos you out of the room. What episode, writes Kyle Moore, of Jake and Amir was longest and hardest to shoot?
Ooh.
Longest and hardest.
Longest and hardest.
Most of the sit-down ones took like 30 to 60 minutes.
Yeah, they're
Do you remember
easy.
Anything that took longer than that?
I know like we did... Two that I can think of right now are the one where you kick my tongue off.
Yeah, tongue was guest directed, and we had multiple locations and like...
Just all through the office. And I remember like being covered with blood.
Yeah.
Like, and going home and trying, and like it stained your skin. And
yeah.
It was so sticky.
Yeah.
And it was all over my hair and my face. And I like, it took me, I had to take three different showers to get it all off.
Yeah.
So that was kind of long and hard.
I got a good one too.
What do you got?
The last Ben Schwartz episode, I think it's like finale part four or something.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't long or hard for us, but Ben had to act as 8 or 12 different characters.
Right, every character he'd ever played on Jake and Amir.
Constantly running upstairs to change costumes and like put on a milkman outfit, come down and do a line, then go back up, change, get into like this hunter, gatherer, whatever the woodsman was.
Yeah. It was also so specific, like we couldn't... Because he was all those characters in one frame at like the same time.
Yeah.
Like we had to keep the camera perfectly still, not let it move, and then also make sure that Ben was sitting in a way that like if his arm went out, it wouldn't like overlap the other guy's face, because we like had to do like one of those shots. I think we had like 6 different shots, and Ben was in just 6 different very very compartmentalized locations on the screen.
Shout out to Phil Fox for editing that episode.
Oh yeah,
that was a hard one. What were you going to say? Did you have another one?
The one where we shot in, I think it's called In the Club, where we're like in the line for the club.
Oh, it was freezing.
It was just really cold, and it was like starting to snow by the end of it.
Yeah.
Also, the road trip episodes were pretty hard because it was like we would wake up, we'd be in the RV, and we had to like drive from Tennessee to New Orleans, but also to New Orleans, spend time shooting a video.
Yeah. Quickly so that we can go out and enjoy New Orleans.
And party in New Orleans.
Wake up hungover, having to drive through another 2.5 states to get to our next destination while we had to brave the snow. There was like some sort of countrywide snowstorm happening that day.
Yeah.
We were like getting snow in Texas. It was from like Canada all the way down to Florida.
Yeah. And it was just the four of us. So we usually had a lot of support, like DPs, sound producers, but on the road it was just me, you, and John and Giancarlo.
Right. That was a tough one. All right, we have time for a few more. What's the cheapest you've ever been?
Cheapest
I've ever been. Have you ever like purchased a really roundabout flight to save like $50?
Oh, I guess I've bought suits at like Top Man and then just returned them after I wore them.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's like a $500. I think that, and that's something I can't imagine you could do it more than once, but I have done it at Top Man, Zara, and ASOS. I am blackballed from all those places.
And rightfully so.
Yeah, totally.
I can't, what's coming to mind for me?
I mean, you're cheap all the time.
Yeah, so like what's to say the cheapest? I steal shoes from homeless people, but that's not really cheap. That's just mean spirited.
That's brazen.
Yeah. I don't recycle. Not really cheap. That's just sort of a nasty little thing that I do. That's me being mean.
You don't pack your own lunch for work, but you throw out other people's lunches when you get here.
Yeah, it's not cheap. That's not cheap. That's just kind of a troll, asshole little thing that I do.
It's a John Wolfie thing to do for sure.
Yeah. Do you have anything?
That you do that's cheap?
Oh, no. New question.
Oh, gotcha. Do you guys ever write things that you may not necessarily have the means to fulfill, location, budget, time, or do you think it's smarter to focus on projects that are more immediately viable?
Ooh, that's good. Yes. Lonely and Horny Season 2 is a good example. We wrote some episodes that are just like, listen, we can't get 50 people and a frat house and a helicopter.
Yeah. I think we definitely, I feel like we tend to write things that we know are going to be made, but we still also like write pitches for TV shows and movies.
Right.
I think that there's something to be said for writing both. You want to be able to write something that you could give to somebody and they could conceivably say, oh, I can understand how this would be made and I can understand why you guys are the people to do it.
That's also why Jake and Amir was so simple at first. It's like, one, it's our expertise to have quick hitting dialogue, but two, it's really easy to shoot me sitting and not moving and you sitting and not moving.
Right. If we took those scripts to the people who were running College Humor at the time and if we took scripts that were like, okay, and Amir fights a dinosaur and then Jake is an astronaut, people would be like, okay, we can't do that.
Of course.
So we did. So that's why you made Ace and Jocelyn astronaut accountants from outer space, which was...
It looks bad on purpose because Amir, the character, is shooting and editing it.
Right, exactly. So find cheap ways to do it. That's the good way to be cheap, baby.
We got away with a lot of half-assed stuff because it's like, well, Amir, the character, wouldn't know how to rap. So this is a really quick, shitty rap, which I wrote in 30 seconds because that's what Amir, the character, thinks is funny, right?
I love Amir, the character, things with like the song for Ace and Jocelyn ends with you yelling at your mom, but you exported it, uploaded it, felt like it was good enough.
Mom closed the doors, the original mom, I'm coming.
That's right.
That brings us to Christina Jonas, who writes, do we have a date for LNH episodes yet? Lonely and Horny Season 2, shot in the can.
Edited. We edited a trailer.
We're going to have to go door to door to show people because we still don't have a date, a release date yet.
Someday, somehow, you will see it.
I can't fucking wait.
But it's done. It's good. We like it. It's funny.
And it's beautiful, thanks to Bobby Lamb. I'm trying to find one good last question. There were some good ones already. Since the election, have you had a close friend or someone you know relatively well change their stance on Trump? For example, they were a staunch supporter / opposer and have since changed their mind, writes V. De U.
Everybody I love and care about was smart enough to hate him from the beginning.
And everybody that hated loved him from the beginning still really does. Loves him now. So no, your optimistic question was actually flawed from the start. No one has changed their mind in any way since probably late 2015. If you loved him, you love him even more. And if you hated him, you hate him even more. Our country is divided, people. Seuss5 writes, what hookah flavors will get me chicks?
Mint, cherry, anything apple-related.
Caramel and otherwise.
Don't sleep on agave.
Motherfucker. All right, cool. Great episode. Solid work, everyone. Good questions. It's hard to write unique questions nowadays, but there's some that we've never heard before. Thanks to you guys for listening again. We're coming to Dublin, Amsterdam, London on June 4th, 6th, 10th. Tickets available at ifireyoushow.com.
And don't forget to send us the podcast art.
That's right. Or questions or theme songs to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. The opening one was written by Steven. Remember Steven?
Miss Steven.
And this closing one, let me look it up. I believe it is Walter?
Nice, Walt.
Double checking.
Thanks, buddy.
Walter Nespresso. Why did I write that?
I'll tell you what, I have to pee real bad, so I'm going to let you finish this episode, and I'll catch you on the flip.
All right.
Later, everybody.
Yeah, Walter, who wants to shout out his Spotify, Depresso Nostresso. So nice. Thanks, Walter. Thanks to Steven. Thanks to you guys for listening. We'll be back soon enough. I'm going to release another Thomas Middleditch episode as a bonus Thursday one day soon. So stay tuned for that. Those shows were too good not to let out into the wild. But as for us, we'll be back next Monday, guaranteed, for another episode of If I Were You. Ciao. You write an email to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. They'll tell you what to do, because whatever you were doing, you were doing it wrong. Whatever you were doing, you were doing it wrong. Whatever you were doing, you were doing it wrong. Whatever you were doing, you were doing it wrong. If I were you, 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 if I were you. That was a HeadGum Podcast.